that's a study which is funded by the NHMSC for 3 years. It happens in several states, and the aim is to see whether patients with Alzheimer's disease could benefit from a specifically designed physical activity program. We did a previous study last year where we did a similar program for older adults who complained about their memory but weren't diagnosed with dementia. And now this is a follow-up study where we want to find out, could the same program also be of benefit for older adults who have already dementia? And what we asked them to do is approximately 150 minutes per week. The focus is on walking, just sort of fast walking. But the activity will be individual designed for every participant depending on their preferences, on their medical history, what they like doing, what they don't like doing. They will have a thorough assessment at the beginning of the study regarding their physical fitness. We measure how quick they are with getting out of a chair and walking, how good their strength is, like their grip strength, their balance, their flexibility, to also make sure it's safe for them to participate. And then the program lasts for half a year. And before the program starts, after it's finished, and after another 6 months, we will assess not only their cognitive abilities, like their memory, but also their quality of life, whether they like the program, but also interview their family member who usually cares for them to see whether they find it beneficial as well. Currently, we know from some evidence in the literature that probably physical activity is very helpful, as well as the proper diet and cognitive activity. But a trial like this hasn't been done in Australia to really find out what kind of program can help specifically patients with Alzheimer's disease. So at the moment, 220,000 people in Australia suffer from dementia, and the most common cause of dementia is Alzheimer's disease. That's approximately 1% of society. And the prediction are pretty dire when we look at the future. So around 2050, the prediction is that up to 730,000 Australians will suffer from dementia, which will be a rise to almost 3% of the population. And that has to do with the aging of society, and I think illustrates that we need to look hard for management and treatment options for these patients.